Good afternoon. I'm Leslie Smith for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. We'll take a look at how your grain markets close this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2015. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission and Dr. Jeff Edwards, Extension Small Grain Specialist for Oklahoma State University, reminds you to keep an eye on your wheat crop during the winter months.
Keep an eye on those crops and see basically the greenness of the crop and see how they're making it through the winter and monitor the nitrogen status in those fields. You know, in the southern Great Plains, we don't have the luxury that they do in other wheat production regions in that we have a lot of acres to cover and our rainfall is very unpredictable. For that reason, we can't make as many just-in-time top dress applications, and we've got to get those rigs rolling there in early to mid-January to make it across those acres and have the nitrogen out there for when the rain does hopefully come in January and February to move that nitrogen into the soil profile.
OSU's Dr. Jeff Edwards. Wheat Watch 2015 is a service of the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for Oklahoma wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain futures finished lower across the board today. December corn down 3.25 cents at 4.14¾. November beans down 2 at 9.55¼. And then wheat was the weakest grain across the board. July Chicago wheat, 5.04¾, settling down 19 cents even. And then July Kansas City wheat down 19½ at 5.48¾. Technically speaking, today's move puts us back below the 50-day moving average in July Kansas City wheat. Some trend-following types would say that the trend is possibly turned now that we're back below that moving average. We did hit the high of just over 580 or so twice. We hit it in the middle of February and then again this month. And so there's some guys that would say that that was a double top, and now that it's back below the moving average, the next target could possibly be the low from the first of this month. So continue to watch the July Kansas City wheat in that regard. Corn and beans still are anticipating this report, which will be out next Tuesday at 11 a.m. Seems like the trade is really trying to guess the acreage and what will happen there, and that will determine direction for corn and soybeans.
We'll have more market analysis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were the traders looking at today?
Export sales this morning were really disappointing for wheat at 102,300 metric tons. That's a marketing year low. We were looking for 200 to 400, so it was half of the low end of the range. Corn is 435,000 metric tons, expecting 400 to 600. And soybeans were higher than guessed at 505,000. We were looking for 100 to 300. So wheat was disappointing, corn was in the middle of the range, and beans were a bit better than expected. This next Tuesday, the USDA grain stocks and then planting number will be released 11 a.m. We're expecting an increase across the board for the quarterly stocks as of March 1st. Corn 7.609 billion bushels. Last year was just a little bit over 7. Beans 1.346 billion bushels. Last year it was 994 million. And then wheat an increase slightly to 1.14 billion, up from 1.05 last year. And then for plantings, corn lower at 88.7 million acres. Beans increased over 2 million, up to 85.9. And then all wheat, or winter wheat, 40.7 versus 42.4 last year.
And your number?
877-431-9805.
Thank you, Justin. And recapping your markets, April live cattle down 5 at 161.67, June down 37 at 152. April feeder cattle down 2 at 217.22, and May down 20 at 215.77. April lean hogs up 115 at 60.97, June up 55 at 75.15. In the grains, May Kansas City wheat down 20 at 543, July down 19 and 1/2 at 548 and 3 quarters. May Chicago wheat down 19 and 3 quarters at 499 and a quarter. May corn down 3 and 3 quarters at 391 and a quarter. September down 3 and a half at 406 and 3 quarters. May soybeans down 4 and a quarter at 974 and a half. July down 3 and 3 quarters at 978 and 3 quarters. May cotton down 8 at 6308 and July down 18 at 6350. That's a market update for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Leslie Smith.